InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
Ladies and gentlemen, what an incredible time to be alive. It is Wednesday, April 8th, 2026. I am your host, Alex Jones, coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas, broadcasting worldwide. All right, there is a lot of confusion going on about what exactly is happening with this two-week ceasefire between Iran and the United States. Israel said last night that, you know, they're going to keep bombing Lebanon and Iran. And so Iran started shooting missiles back at Israel. And then Fox News spun it that Iran had broken the ceasefire deal. I'm not siding with Iran. I'm watching this happen in live time. It's not debated. But Fox News and others that are pro-war are targeting people that are low information viewers. And it's so ridiculous when you're just dealing with facts and people, not just Fox News, but influencers and people, they want to just believe whatever delusional crap they want. Last night, this morning, oh, look, Jones, you said Trump was about to commit war crimes, and now they made a deal, and this is a great victory. Is that why Netanyahu and Ben Shapiro and Mark Levin are freaking out? No, this is a terrible repudiation of Israel and the war. Iran has basically gotten everything it wants in the agreement because Trump was desperate to open the Strait of Hormuz. This is a huge black eye to the United States. I'm glad that Trump didn't engage in increased war crimes or, quote, destroy entire civilization. But this thing, 39 days in, is a total and complete disaster, and we have been right about it. But you've got one group of pro-war people saying this is a great victory and everything's fine, even though the ceasefire has already fallen apart. You got other people, the Israel First warmonger, Greater Israel Lobby, saying that this is a total disaster, which it is, but it's a lesser disaster than Levin last weekend calling for Trump. Well, the Pentagon says it might kill 100,000 U.S. troops to take Iran. Let's just use nukes. And then Trump says, I'll obliterate your whole country, your whole civilization. It'll never come back. The definition of genocide. Experts go, that sounds like nukes. And they go, oh, you're crazy. Nobody wants to use nukes. No, you just have part of the Pentagon pushing nukes. You've got Israel pushing nukes. You've got Israel top Knesset members and the top deputy of Netanyahu on TV saying days ago, we want to use nukes. When you say we'll destroy your whole civilization in one day and you'll never come back from it, what is that? And the Pentagon's like, oh, we got things worse than blowing up your bridges and your power plants. Well, what is it? Well, we're not going to tell you, but believe me, you don't want to know. And J.D. Vance saying the same thing. So I shot a video this morning at 7:30 and posted to X and said, the ceasefire is not holding. This is a major strategic defeat for the United States. We were induced into this by Israel, but it was the lesser of evil decisions that could be made. And then the average American can't even figure out what's real because Trump's all over the map. And we also have Trump now saying, oh, the deal that Iran put out that we say we agreed to, we didn't really agree to that, but we've got another deal, but we can't let you see it. I mean, what? This is disastrous mismanagement. But there's still time to correct. We'll be right back. Stay with us.